Earlier this month, New Orleans Public Schools welcomed students in pre-K through fourth grade back to the classroom. More than 18,000 students were eligible, but 38% decided to keep learning from home. That's created new challenges for teachers, who in some cases must now teach in-person and remote students at the same time. Kelly Gann teaches third grade at Morris Jeff Community School and joins me now. Welcome.
Hi.
So, Kelly, I wanted to start by asking you about your current class. Can you tell me how many students are coming into the classroom and how many are learning from home?
We're still transitioning in. So, this week I have 8 students in class, but eventually starting on Monday, I'll have 16 students in class and 10 students online.
Are you teaching and essentially live streaming at the same time? Can you walk me through what, a typical day of school looks like now?
I post lessons and activities and things for my virtual students to do. And then at certain times during the day, they join us for a live lesson. And so what that looks like if you were a fly on the wall in my room, what that looks like is I'm sort of standing in front of a computer facing my class. So I'm teaching the in-person kids and I'm logged into a virtual meeting. And so the virtual kids are pulled up on our board. They're projected so that the in-person kids can see the virtual kids and the virtual kids can see each other. And we're sort of pretending that we're one team together.
I'm trying to imagine it. It's like you and then a camera that's facing you, but then a screen that's facing out so that your kids can see their other classmates.
Right. And I still haven't figured out the best technology for, the in-person kids to get to also be seen. So every once in a while, I'll take the computer and turn it around and be like, wave, guys.
And how is it? It sounds like you're still figuring it out, but what is it like, when you're standing up there? Do you kind of feel like you're getting pulled between teaching to the screen versus, teaching to the kids who are actually in front of you?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was really funny. The first time that we did it, I had to sort of troubleshoot where to put the camera and the computer so that I didn't feel really awkward and the kids didn't feel really awkward. But even still, I would say I was teaching math. I'm like, okay, everyone, you're going to draw on your boards. And all the virtual kids did it. And all the in-person kids just stared at me. And I was like, no, you guys too also do that. And they were all just staring at the screen, mesmerized at all the little squares, it took us some workshopping for me to be like, guys, I'm also teaching you. You're here.
Yeah. For them to understand that you're talking to everyone and not one set of instructions for one group and one set for the other.
Yeah. But I do often have to kind of switch. I'll say, okay, this next question is for virtual kids only, or this next question is for in-person kids only. We sort of teach it almost like teams.
I wanted to ask you, how much work it's taking as a teacher to, be doing kind of two modes of instruction at the same time. And I know you said that there are parts of the day where all the kids are together, but then there's parts of the day where they are separated and you're preparing materials virtually and to be delivered in person. Are you doing essentially twice the work? Are there things that you can double dip on? How has that been for you?
It's a lot of work. I'm basically doing two jobs. The prep time just takes a really, really long time, making sure everything's posted and the sharing permissions are okay. And when we were all virtual, I had time during the day to do that. But now it's still the same amount of prep work, but I'm in person with kids all day and I can't just say okay, guys, wait a second. I need to make my slides for tomorrow, So it's a lot of work.
So, from that perspective, how sustainable does this feel?
I think that's, the main challenge is finding things that work for families and students and teachers. It feels like that's the main challenge, right? It's like if we find something that works for families, it may not work for teachers. And if we find something that works for teachers, it may not work for students. And so that's one of the main challenges is not really knowing, how long are we going to have to do this way?
The other aspect of all of this is while there are students who are back in the classroom are having a more typical school experience, maybe than the kids who are still at home, there's still a lot of changes. So for one thing, they're wearing masks all day. They're sitting far apart from one another. How has that been so far? Your students aren't that old. Have they been, taking this in stride? How easy has it been?
In June and July, the things that I was absolutely losing sleep over were things like, how are the kids going to wear masks all day? How are we going to keep them apart? How are they going to wash their hands? And honestly, that's been the smoothest part of all this. And I think maybe I've really tried to figure out why. I think maybe that it's been the one constant that we've actually been able to plan for. You know, like since March, we've known when kids come back in the building, we're going to have to keep them safe. So those procedures have been in place for a long time. And not only that, but the kids, I think, are used to sort of this way of life a little bit, like outside of school. So they have been such troopers. I've been so impressed with them. They wear their masks all day. They don't complain. They are way better at it than adults.
Kelly Gann is a third grade teacher at Morris Jeff Community School. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Aubrey.